I used to believe the process of making tea started with heating water or steeping leaves, but that's changed since I talked to Guy.
My name is Lalit Guy Paranavitana.
Guy is originally from Sri Lanka, a small island country just off the southern coast of India. Now, Guy runs Empire Tea Services in Columbus, Indiana. And when I drove to it, I wondered, as you probably are, why would there be a tea warehouse in Columbus, Indiana? There were fields, but as I mentioned to Guy, none of them look like tea fields to me. Guy imports his tea from China, from India, and some from his home, Sri Lanka. That's where Guy lived and worked until 1989. It's a beautiful country. Guy leads tours of Sri Lanka, and he showed me some photos. They were filled with lush green fields.
That's the factory that I managed last fall.
He's showing me a photo. It's framed on the wall. Guy and his wife are sitting down in the photo. There are about 30 men surrounding them, and what I notice is that nobody is smiling, but it is clearly a special occasion.
From the time I was young, from the time I was about 9 or 10 years old, I wanted to be a tea planter.
That's someone who manages tea estates and factories. When Guy was young, his cousin was a tea planter.
And my dad used to take us to his place for vacations, like a huge house with visitors' rooms and all that, and a cook and a gardeners and a chauffeur.
The lifestyle left an impression on Guy.
What I did not see him do was the hard work, because he used to come home and entertain us. And I thought it was just a fun thing to do. I loved that life. I did that for 20 years until the circumstances in Sri Lanka was such that I had to leave.
In the late 80s, communist revolutionary groups were resorting to violent means to shut down private enterprise in the country. Their actions went far beyond strikes and protests. And you left because you were feeling sort of unsafe professionally or physically?
Yes, physically unsafe because of the attempted revolution, because they were killing people. Anybody who was opposed to the revolutionary ideas was a target.
Then one night, some revolutionaries came looking for Guy.
Yeah, they were looking for me to maybe do something to me. I don't know.
They came to your bungalow?
Yeah.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there, fortunately. So, and in 2 days later, I was gone. So I escaped that. It was a narrow escape, though.
Guy had been a guest of the Rotary Club in Columbus, and he had made friends there. So when his friends from Columbus found out he was in danger, they told him to come to the U.S. quickly. They told him to leave Sri Lanka. That's why his tea warehouse is in south central Indiana. He recognized that this was his chance to leave a dangerous situation, and he opened up shop here. Guy prepares 6 cups of tea for me. He does it meticulously. The white tea is prepared at 170 degrees. The green tea is prepared at 185 degrees. For black tea, the water is almost boiling. When I was in college, my friend Brian put a plastic cup filled with water in the microwave. It was the kind of cup you get when you order a takeout pizza. And he filled the cup with water from the bathroom sink. When he pulled it out of the microwave, he put a tea bag in it and handed it to me. "This is how I like to make it," he said, or something like that. Even then, I knew that some would frown at tea prepared this way. But it meant a lot to me because Brian was my friend. All of my memories of tea are like this. They're quiet, they're domestic, and they're usually with friends. I was surprised to hear these moments were connected to violence in any way. Guy told me about the plant in South Africa called rooibos. It's very popular in tea, but in the U.S. we didn't have it until the mid-90s because the trades were affected by apartheid.
Yeah, after all, the Boston Tea Party was all politics, wasn't it? It was the tax that was levied by the British on the colonies that they revolted against, and then the Boston Tea Party took place. And that's how that was the start of the revolution.
Guy has a large variety of tea blends. One has a flavor like lemon meringue. And as I taste the teas with Guy, I kept searching for a word that would capture the flavor. I kept coming back to the same words. The tea tasted pure, floral.
So we are almost ready to taste the white tea. This is again made only with buds. That's why it's called a white tea, because the buds are white in color, as you saw.
We stood beside the tea. The sun left colorful shadows on the table, different shades of greens and yellows as the light came through the glass. Guy had placed little balls of jasmine leaves called jasmine pearls into hot water, and we watched them as they unfolded into long tendrils.
This is a green tea, a high elevation green tea from China.
You slurp it like that?
You can slurp it, or just simply swirl it in your mouth.
It tastes so good. It tastes, I don't know the words, gentle maybe?
It's fresh.
For WFIU Arts, I'm James Gray.